Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center, Hamburg Yunva Dharmasa, of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Napopsanim about the lotus flower smile. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Napopsanim. 12,025, May 12, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. A long time ago in India, from today onwards, the 100-day summer solo retreats were held. This is also the season of heavy rainfall, and so practitioners came to one place to practice. The 100-day retreat lasted until 15 July, according to the moon calendar. All of Sukhamuni Buddha's followers and disciples usually went to many places. However, for the 100 days, they practiced sincerely together. When they returned to Sukhamuni Buddha's temple, they would narrate whatever realizations they had attained. There is an important teaching, which is the lotus flower smile. This was when Sukhamuni Buddha showed the flower to Mahakasyapa, when at that moment Mahakasyapa realized that mind and smiled. Thus, after Sukhamuni Buddha saw Mahakasyapa smile, he said, "My right law, my law of comfortable place, I relay it to you." With this, the transmission was relayed. After the smile, many people doubted and questioned what was so special about Mahakasyapa. This means that with practice we can only make our minds comfortable and settled in stillness and extinction. This is our own mind. Instead of having a separate mind, we all become one and understand the intentions of others. Therefore, Mahakasyapa realized Sukhamuni Buddha's mind and answered with a smile. Sukhamuni Buddha knew Mahakasyapa's realization, which is why he gave him the transmission, thus bestowing on him the lineage to continue the Dharma. It means transmitting the correct law of the comfortable place. Mahakasyapa practiced very sincerely, more so than others. He came from a very rich family and did not want to marry. Instead, he only wished to practice, but because of the strong suggestion of his parents, he had no option but to marry. His wife also had the mind to only practice instead of marrying, but because the parents of both sides were strongly determined, the young couple promised each other and got married. Nevertheless, even in the same bedroom, they did not make the connection relationship. Their decision, however, was that when their parents died, they would separate and go their own ways. So in keeping with this decision, later on, the wife became a nun as well. To realize our self-nature is to attain enlightenment. This is much more important than anything else, because we can infinitely save ourselves. So even if they loved each other, they did not have any physical contact because they knew the body is impermanent. So coming out of impermanence, we find our true I. We strive together, and this is the reason that when we infinitely do eliminate all impurities, we can have perfect love, which is unconditional love. Thank you very much, Chikwang Napopsanim. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsinen. It's so nice, lotus flower smile from Mahakasyapa. So, so nice. I wish you a happy, joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.